just wanted to make one statement about that. It's interesting in the verse there in 1 John, it's not when we sin, it's if we sin. Because John was presenting to us the true nature of the life that we've been given by God, and that nature cannot sin. We have the very nature of God, the very life that God gives, and that life. And so he uses the word if we sin. There is the thought of really, you know, and it's something to really kind of ponder, is that the life we've been given, the nature that we've been, that's been put in us, it cannot sin. And so he uses the word if we sin. And that's because still sin remains with us. But it's not, we should never think about it when we sin as if it's a far gone conclusion. John used the word if we sin, meaning that it is a possibility, and the advocacy of the Lord Jesus Christ comes in.
Okay, I have 6 questions and we have 10 minutes. So I'm going to try. There's 3 of them that have similarities. So I'm going to read these 3 together if you don't mind. It says, what are the characteristics of a broken person? And another one is self-esteem a worldly concept? And the third one is, many of us here are students studying to be someone. This morning I heard that God uses a nobody. Can he still use me? You want me to repeat those?
I better have the sheet.
The sheet, that's a good idea.
Well, I think in Moses, you have a perfect example of a broken person. It says of him that he was the most humble man, the meekest man on the earth. You know, remember when Moses was, his ministry was questioned by Miriam and Aaron, and in Numbers chapter 12, I believe it is, that he cried to the Lord. Right? He didn't seek revenge. And then when Miriam was afflicted with leprosy, he prayed for her. He interceded for her. And so Moses is a perfect example of someone who is a broken man, someone who has not his own will. You know, I used the word broken in my message, but perhaps meekness would be a better word to describe it. And I have a little definition of meekness here in my Bible. It says, meekness means accepting God's dealings in one's life without disputing and resisting. That's God word. And man word, it is that grace of soul that does not insist upon its own rights or the assertion of the will. And that's a true definition of broken. Don't think of broken as someone that is totally a crushed person, but someone whose will has been submitted to God. And then the second question was, many of us here are students studying hard to be someone. This morning I heard that God uses nobody. Can he still use me? Yeah, because you are nobody. Like, right? Okay, that was the whole point, you know, that we are worms, you know, we are nothing, you know, and if we are anything for God, it's only the grace of God that we are anything for him. And I don't think I really have to say too much more about it. And yet, self-esteem, a worldly concept, in a sense, the way the world presents it, it is. But there's people who have a very poor self-esteem, you know, just in a personal way. That was part of my problem before I was saved. I was a young guy. You know, things weren't good at home. And, you know, my dad, you know, he had alcohol problems and so on, and I wasn't good in school, you know, and, you know, I really looked down on myself. I had low self-esteem. And, you know, all the drug use and everything was sort of really a suicidal thing. You know, like, I had no hope, okay? So in that sense, low self-esteem is no good. But we have to see what God wants us to be, our identity in Christ, what he is for us. And that's the true deliverance. You know, it's not really a focus on self at all. It's a focus on one outside of ourselves, the Lord Jesus.